Thank you, Pranyanita. Ooh, okay, so.
Right.
Well, we are getting towards the end of the retreat. There's just one more day. And I don't know about you, but I feel I've gone very deep. That group felt very deep, actually, very profound, very tender, a lot of courage in there in what people were sharing, a lot of authenticity, taking risks, and a kind of meeting on that level, which was also very joyful and inspiring. Yeah, I don't know, it's been a bit of a journey. Sometimes I've been quite peaceful and spacious, sometimes I've been all churned up, or my mind's been all over the place, and sometimes I've been very focused and I think the talk this morning kind of blew my mind in lots of different ways at different times, but then also the meditations. It's like I've been coming to your classes and retreats or teaching with you, Parabandha, for so many years, and yet every single meditation you don't know exactly what you're going to say, but one thing you do know, it's going to be surprising, and it'll often have all these, well, it feels like deep truths and insights that kind of just sometimes just hit you, and you understand it even if you're not thinking about it, kind of. So for me, there's still quite a lot I'm processing from this morning's session. And all along the retreat, yes, there's been all kinds of stuff happening with my energy, which may have been a little bit blocked somewhere, just getting released, or just feeling a different quality of energy at the moment. I'm feeling quite a lot of lightness and flow in my energy, which is enjoyable, actually. And one of the things, well, we've been talking about working with all different levels, haven't we? The mind, the body, the heart, the subtle energies. And how do we bring together all these different things and the internal experience and world and the external and da, 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 da. And sometimes these are things you can't really think yourself to insight, and you can't really think yourself to understanding or to a particular experience. You just have to have the experience, or you have to surrender and let yourself be open to something. So, we're going to be doing a ritual now. We're going to be doing a version of the Sevenfold Puja, some of which will probably seem familiar to you if you've practiced the Triratna Sevenfold Puja, and maybe there'll be a few bits that feel unfamiliar. Which is kind of deliberate because it's sort of like we can get into habits, can't we, and do things on automatic. So, just having something slightly different can make us think a bit or notice a bit or be a bit more present. And also because the Sevenfold Puja is sort of taken, verses taken from this really long poem, the Bodhicaryavatara, and in a way, there were so many other verses could have been taken, so many other bits. I personally have a strong connection with the Sevenfold Puja because that's what I, if I say, grew up in Triratna doing. And it's one that's done all around the world, and there's a certain shared commonality doing that puja. But it also, I think sometimes you, when I first came across it, I didn't know at all what half of it was about. And it's only through more practice and then looking at other sources that it's been kind of unfolding more to me. But in a way, again, you don't need to worry about that because one of the things we're doing in ritual is we're just trying to bring all of ourselves together, our faith, our aspirations, it's something we do with body, speech, and mind, and our conscious mind, our unconscious mind, our emotions, our voice, everything kind of comes together. If we're actually physically in a shrine, when we might even get up and make an offering. I surprised myself a few years ago finding that there's a real desire to prostrate myself. And that was just following that sort of body heart longing to do that, even though I was someone that was kind of quite cynical and quite self-conscious You know. Anyway, one of the things that the puja does is it's supposed to help. It's a preliminary practice for the arising of the bodhicitta, which is basically the awakening of our hearts and minds, in a way that means that our enlightenment is assured, that once we've reached that point, we're not going to turn back. It's clearly important to be doing a practice like that. So just as if we're doing meditation practice, we're trying to get more aware and lots of other things. When we're doing a puja, we are in a way trying to open up our hearts to our inspiration, our aspiration, our connections to the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas and their qualities, to the seeds within, and actually acknowledging that we would like to be like them, that we can be like them. In a way, it's a sort of like imaginative, first of all, you know, looking up to them, giving them offerings, but then also that we want to be like them, seeing how far apart we are, maybe we. But there's that commitment to our practice, our commitment. So it's got all these different moods and verses along the way, and at a certain point we get the amazing teaching of the Heart Sutra, which again you can't really. Well, you can understand certain bits of it intellectually, but on another level it doesn't, and it's much more of a sort of mystery, and you just sort of let it have an effect on you and think, yes, if I really, really understood this, then that, you know. And yeah, and also a recognition that you do understand that there's a truth there that you recognize, that you can't quite put into words and concepts. But I really love the sort of paradoxes in the Heart Sutra, where it's basically saying things like, the path doesn't exist, there's no such thing as attainment, the teachings don't exist, all the core teachings like the Four Noble Truths don't exist, you know, form, emptiness, they're the same. What does that mean? So, anyway, I'm just rambling. But we're going to be doing a puja in call and response, so I'll be doing it and then I'll be saying verses and lines, and Paramananda will be doing the response. And I do invite you to join in, but if you don't want to, don't. But there's something about actually being open and just giving it a go and just seeing what effect it has. Just as like we might be open and see what's happening in our meditation, we want actually the same kind of approach when we're doing a ritual or a puja, to be open, just see what happens, because actually different times, different responses, different things might happen. And I've never been bored in a puja. Sometimes I've been reactive and all kinds of other things, but I've never ever been bored. And quite often I find it takes me into really quite a deep, profound place. And for sure, my energy changes, my mood changes, you know. Not necessarily always that I get into a blissful state, but you know, something happens with your energy when you're doing a puja, even if it's just doing the mantra chanting or everything else. So, yeah, give it a go, see what happens. And then it'll be slightly longer than the normal sevenfold puja, so there probably won't be much time at the end, but we'll just sit quietly in whatever time is left and absorb it. So, Paramananda, would you be happy to do the plain Avalokiteshvara mantra after the offering verses, which is like the worship bit at the beginning?
Yeah, so.
And Pranyanita at the end, could you do the green Tara? Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re. That one. Yeah, great. Okay, so everyone, let's get ready. It's a journey. See you at the other end. Sevenfold Puja. Offerings. I make offerings to the Buddhas. I make offerings to the Dharma. Sorry, can we just, there's something happening with your sound, Paramananda. You're not really coming through.
Hear me a bit, can
That's
you?
great, that's great, yeah, that's better.
No, definitely.
Right, let's have another go. I make offerings to the Buddhas.
I make offerings to the Buddhas.
I make offerings to the Dharma.
I make offerings to the Dharma.
And to the sons and daughters of the Buddha,
And to the sons and daughters of the Buddha,
who are oceans of excellence,
who are oceans of excellence,
conjuring them up in my mind.
conjuring them up in my mind.
I offer all the flowers in the world.
I offer all the flowers in the world.
I offer all the fruits.
I offer all the fruit.
I offer all the fragrant plants.
I offer all the fragrant plants.
I offer the clear, refreshing waters.
I offer the clear, refreshing waters.
I offer the mountains,
I offer the mountains,
the tranquil forests,
tranquil forests,
and the wild places.
and the wild places.
I offer vines bright with flowers.
I offer vines bright with flowers.
I offer trees heavy with fruit.
I offer trees heavy with fruit.
I offer lakes adorned with lotuses.
I offer lakes adorned with lotuses.
And the haunting cry of the wild geese.
And the haunting cry of the wild geese.
Conjuring these things in my mind,
Conjuring these things in my mind.
I offer them to the Buddhas
I offer them to the Buddhas.
and to their sons and daughters
And to their sons and daughters.
who are oceans of excellence.
Who are oceans of excellence. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Mani Padme Hum. Om 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 Mani Padme Hum. Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum.
Salutation. As many atoms as there are,
as many as there are,
in the thousand million worlds, with so many bodies I bow down,
so many bodies I bow down,
to all the Buddhas of the three eras,
all the Buddhas of the three eras,
to the Dharma, and to the Noble Sangha,
and the Noble Sangha.
I pay homage to all the shrines,
I pay homage to all the shrines,
and places in which the Bodhisattvas have been,
and places in which the Bodhisattvas have been.
I make profound obeisance to the teachers.
I make profound obeisance to the teachers.
And those to whom respectful salutation is due.
And those to whom respectful salutation is due.
Bless me with your compassion.
Bless me with your compassion.
Guide me on the path.
Guide me on the path.
Going for refuge.
This very day,
I go for my refuge.
I go for my refuge.
To all the Buddhas,
to all the Buddhas,
throughout time and space,
throughout time and space.
Wholeheartedly also I go for my refuge.
Wholeheartedly also I go for my refuge.
To the Dharma they teach.
To the Dharma they teach.
Which is our shelter and protection.
Which is our shelter and protection.
Against the rounds of rebirth.
Against the rounds of rebirth.
Likewise to the host of Bodhisattvas.
Likewise to the host of bodhisattvas.
I go for my refuge.
I go for my refuge.
Refuges and precepts. Namo tassa.
Namo tassa.
Bhagavato arahato.
Bhagavato arahato.
Sammā sambuddhassa.
Sammā sambuddhassa.
Namo tassa.
Namo tassa.
Bhagavato arahato.
Bhagavato arahato.
Sammā sambuddhassa.
Dhamma Sambuddhassa.
Namo tassa.
Namo tassa.
Bhagavato arahato.
Bhagavato arahato.
Sammā sambuddhassa.
Dhamma Sambuddhassa.
Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Hang Saranga Chami.
Namang Saranga Chami.
Namang Saranga Chami.
Sanghang Saranga Chami.
Hang Saranga Chami.
Dijampi Buddhang Saranga Chami.
Dijampi Buddhang Saranga Chami.
Dijampi Dhammang Saranga Chami.
Dijampi Dhammang Saranga Chami.
Dijampi Sanghang Saranga Chami.
Dijampi Sanghang Saranga Chami.
Tatyampi Buddhang Saranga Chami.
Tatyampi Buddhang Saranga Chami.
Tatyampi Dhammang Saranga Chami.
Tatyampi Dhammang Saranga Chami.
Tatyampi Sanghang Saranga Chami.
Tatyampi Sanghang Saranga Chami.
Panatipata.
Panatipata.
Veramani.
Veramani.
Sikkhapadang.
Sikkhapadang.
Samadhiyami.
Samadhiyami.
Adinadana.
Adinadana.
Veramani.
Veramani.
Sikkhapadang.
Sikkhapadang.
Samadhiyami.
Samadhiyami.
Kamesu.
Kamesu.
Vichachara.
Vichachara.
Veramani.
Veramani.
Sikkhapadang.
Sikkhapadang.
Samadhiyami.
Samadhiyami.
Musavada.
Musavada.
Veramani.
Veramani.
Sikkhapadang.
Sikkhapadang.
Samadhiyami.
Samadhiyami.
Suramariya.
Suramariya.
Maja.
Maja.
Pamadatana.
Pamadatana.
Veramani.
Veramani.
Sikkhapadang.
Sikkhapadang.
Samadhiyami.
Samadhiyami.
Sadhu.
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 Sadhu. With deeds of loving kindness,
with deeds of loving kindness,
I purify my body.
I purify my body.
With open-handed generosity,
with open-handed generosity,
I purify my body.
I purify my body.
With stillness, simplicity, and contentment,
stillness, simplicity, and contentment,
I purify my body.
I purify my body.
With truthful communication,
with truthful communication,
I purify my speech.
I purify my speech.
With mindfulness clear and radiant,
with mindfulness clear and radiant,
I purify my mind.
I purify my mind.
Confession. Standing with folded hands before the Buddhas in the 10 directions,
before the Bodhisattvas of great compassion,
I acknowledge the harm I have caused.
I acknowledge the harm I have caused.
In this life and past ages,
in this life and past ages,
the harm to myself,
the harm to myself,
and the harm to others,
and the harm to others,
standing with folded hands,
standing with folded hands,
before the guides of the world,
before the guides of the world,
I make this aspiration.
I make this aspiration.
Such acts in the such acts in the future.
In the future.
I will not do.
I will not do.
Rejoicing in merit. Having now a pure and joyful heart.
Having now a pure and joyful heart.
I rejoice with delight.
I rejoice with delight.
In the good done by all beings.
In the good done by all beings.
Through which they obtain rest.
Through which they obtain rest.
With the end of suffering.
With the end of suffering.
May those who have suffered be happy.
May those who have suffered be happy.
I rejoice in the release of all beings.
I rejoice in the release of all beings.
From the sufferings of the rounds of existence.
From the sufferings of the realms of existence.
I rejoice in the nature.
I rejoice in the nature.
Of the Buddha and the Bodhisattvas.
Of the Buddha and the Bodhisattvas.
Who are protectors.
Who are protectors.
I rejoice in the arising of bodhicitta.
I rejoice in the arising of bodhicitta.
And in the teachings of the Dharma.
And in the teachings of the Dharma.
Those oceans that bring happiness to all beings.
Those oceans which bring happiness to all beings.
And are the abode of welfare of all beings.
And are the abode of welfare of all beings.
Entreaty and supplication. With hands folded in reverence,
with hands folded in reverence,
I entreat the Buddhas in all the quarters.
I entreat the Buddhas in all the quarters.
May they make shine the lamp of the Dharma.
May they make shine the lamp of the Dharma.
For those wandering in the suffering of delusion.
For those wandering in the suffering of delusion.
With hands folded in reverence.
With hands folded in reverence.
I implore the conquerors desiring to enter Nirvana.
I implore the conquerors desiring to enter Nirvana.
May they remain here for endless ages.
May they remain here for endless ages.
So that life in this world does not grow dark.
That life in this world does not.
And the Heart Sutra, I suggest you just listen. Don't try and understand it, just be receptive, see what happens. The Heart Sutra. The Bodhisattva of compassion, when he meditated deeply, saw the emptiness of all five skandhas and sundered the bonds that caused him suffering. Here then, form is no other than emptiness. Emptiness, no other than form. Form is only emptiness. Emptiness, only form. Feeling, thought, and choice, consciousness itself, are the same as this. All things are by nature void. They are not born or destroyed, nor are they stained or pure, nor do they wax or wane. So, in emptiness, no form, no feeling, thought, or choice, nor is there consciousness, no eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, mind, no colour, sound, smell, taste, touch, or what the mind takes hold of, nor even act of sensing. No ignorance or end of it, nor all that comes of ignorance. No withering, no death, no end of them. Nor is there pain or cause of pain, or cease in pain, or noble path to lead from pain, not even wisdom to attain. Attainment, too, is emptiness. So know that the Bodhisattva, holding to nothing whatever, but dwelling in pranya wisdom, is freed of delusive hindrance, rid of the fear bred by it, and reaches clearest nirvana. All Buddhas of past and present, Buddhas of future time, using this pranya wisdom, come to full and perfect vision. Hear then the great Dharani, the radiant peerless mantra, the pranya paramita, whose words allay all pain. Hear and believe its truth. Gate gate paragate, parasangate bodhiswaha. Gate gate paragate, parasangate bodhiswaha. Gate gate paragate, parasangate bodhiswaha. Transference of merit and self-surrender. With no sense of loss, I give myself to the Buddhas. I give my merits for the benefit of all.
For the benefit of all.
May I be the doctor.
May I be the doctor.
May I be the nurse.
May I be the nurse.
For all beings.
For all beings.
Until the world is cured.
Until the world is cured.
May I be a light.
May I be a light.
Until... For those who are lost.
For those who are lost.
May I be a harbour.
May I be a harbour.
For those that need shelter.
Those that need shelter.
Like the earth and the water.
Like the earth and the water.
Like the fire and the air.
Like the fire and the air.
May I be a servant.
May I be a servant
to beings on earth.
To beings on earth.
Until the world is whole.
Until the world is whole.
Just as the Buddhas before me.
Just as the Buddhas before me.
Set their minds on awakening.
Set their minds on awakening.
Just as they trained.
Just as they trained
on the Buddha's path.
On the Buddha's path. So now I too.
For the welfare of the world.
For the welfare of the world.
Set my mind on awakening.
Set my mind on awakening.
So now I too.
So now I too.
Will train on the Buddha's path.
Will train on the Buddha's path.
Today I am born.
Today I am born.
Into the family of the Buddha.
Into the family of the Buddha.
Today I have become.
Today I have become.
One of the Buddha's clan.
One of the Buddha's clan.
Just like a person.
Just like a person
who finds by chance,
who finds by chance
a jewel in a dung heap,
a jewel in a dung heap.
So by some chance,
so by some chance,
this precious attitude,
this precious attitude
has arisen in me,
has arisen in me.
This is the elixir of life.
This is the elixir of life.
That puts an end to death.
That puts an end to death.
This is the priceless treasure.
This is the priceless treasure.
That ends all poverty on earth.
That ends all poverty on earth.
This is the supreme medicine.
This is the supreme medicine.
That cures the world's disease.
That cures the world's disease.
This is the bridge to freedom.
This is the bridge to freedom.
That leads from unhappy states.
That leads from unhappy states.
For the whole procession of humanity.
For the whole procession of humanity.
Travelling the roads of existence.
Travelling the roads of existence.
In search of happiness.
In search of happiness.
This will give them joy.
This will give them joy.
Today in the presence of the Buddhas.
Today in the presence of the Buddhas.
I invite the world to be my guest.
I invite the world to be my.
At a great feast of delight.
At a great feast of delight.
May all beings rejoice.
May all beings rejoice.
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Swaha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re
Okay, so coming to the end of this session, and it's come up quickly, but just bearing in mind that tomorrow is the final day of the retreat, so wanting to make the most we can out of it. And just pass you over to Paramananda.
My respect to tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I won't be here. So I won't be joining you tomorrow because my son is at college. So me and his mother are taking him to hospital today. Hope you have a good final day. And I'm sorry not to be with you. Good luck with your practice and everything. Yeah. Participated with you over the week.
Thank you so much, Paramananda, for being you, so authentically and giving us permission to be ourselves, for all the wonderful teachings and meditations you've led. And yes, just been a real joy doing the retreat with you, and just sometimes seeing that sort of slight smile in your face as we're leading or whatever. Just opens my heart as well. So yeah, it's been lovely doing another retreat with you, and yes, so hope you have a fantastic time tomorrow. Big day. And do still come tomorrow. I'll be leading the 10:30 session, final talk, some more practice, and yeah, we'll be doing another session at 4 as well to end the retreat.